Hey, engineering directors out there, let's dive into something that I think keeps a lot of us up at night, FPGA debugging. We're looking at some really interesting stuff today that might just change the way we think about getting these complex designs, maybe even full-blown SoSys prototyped on FPGAs out the door and into the market as fast as possible. One of the things we dug into was debugging with speed and precision, and I had this statistic in it that really caught my eye. It said that FPGA debugging can take up a whopping 80% of your total development time. I mean, that's not just like a little bump in the road. We're talking about most of your project potentially being spent just on squashing bugs. And then, you know, just to make things even worse, even a straightforward Xilinx project, something using a Zinc UltraScale plus FPGA that can still take you at least 90 minutes just to set up. I mean, that's before you've even started hunting down those bugs. But here's where things get really interesting. We also found some information on a company called Exhaustive Labs and their new probe, specifically their Exhaustive Blade setup. And this is being talked about as a real game changer, and honestly, from what I've seen, I can see why. So think about it this way. Network shareable, so your whole team can access it. No need to rely on those tiny on-chip FPGA memories because the Exhaustive probe stores everything externally. And from what we've seen in their Exhaustive Labs products overview, this thing can handle finding bugs really quickly on any board with transceivers. And that's a big deal because it means you're not stuck using specific and often really expensive hardware like the Synopsys HAPS-100. So we could be talking about a lot more projects being able to use this tech-rific. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's talk about why traditional FPGA debugging has been such a bottleneck. I mean, what are we really up against here?
Well, if you look at some of the most popular tools like SignalTap from Intel, you know, formerly Altera, or even Xilinx's Signal Probe, you pretty quickly run into some hard limits. And the Debug Tools User Guide from Altera lays it all out pretty clearly.
Yeah, that limited on-chip memory always seems to be the problem.
Exactly. Like SignalTap, it uses the FPGA's own memory to capture data, and that tops out at a measly 128 kilobytes. I mean, kilobytes. We're in a world of terabytes of data now. It's like trying to run some super complicated simulation on an abacus. Now, sure, you could try to get around this. You could use like an external analyzer through the Logic Analyzer interface or LAI, but that adds a whole other layer of complexity and can be a real pain to set up.
Yeah, and I've heard that those external analyzers can really eat up those valuable output pins on your board, which isn't ideal when you're working with complex designs.
True, they do need those extra pins. But the Debug Tools User Guide points out that the logic overhead is actually really small, so it helps to kind of minimize the hit that your place and route process takes. And what you lose in those few extra pins, you gain back in speed and capacity. External analyzers are just faster when it comes to debugging timing issues, and they can access this combined data stream in what's called timing mode, which is really helpful for seeing the bigger picture. But even external analyzers are limited by their relatively small onboard memory.
So even with external tools, we're still running into those memory limitations. It feels like we're constantly fighting an uphill battle with these limitations.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Traditional tools force you to make compromises. You either sacrifice speed for capacity or the other way around. And setting everything up can take forever, especially with these complex designs. You're always tweaking parameters, recompiling, rerunning, just to get a glimpse of what's going on.
It sounds like we've been trying to fit a square peg into a round hole for way too long. And then along comes the Exhaustive Labs probe with this totally new approach. It's like they threw the rule book out the window.
Exactly. What's really cool here is how they've completely changed how we think about data capture and storage. Instead of being stuck with what you can fit onto the FPGA, they're using the power of those high-speed transceivers. You know, the ones that let your FPGA talk to other devices. They're using them to stream data off-board and into their Exhaustive Blade.
Hold on a second. So instead of being limited by kilobytes of onboard memory, we're basically creating this live, high-bandwidth data pipeline straight from the FPGA to a huge external storage system. Are we talking terabytes here?
Yeah.
Because that's a completely different game.
You got it. We're not talking about just making things a little bit better. This is a total shift in how we approach FPGA debugging. And yeah, we're talking terabytes of data. Their 4U Exhaustive Blade has a ridiculous 5.12 terabytes of capture depth. And it's not just about the amount of storage. It's about capturing data at the same speed your FPGA is running. We're talking about sampling frequencies up to 800 megahertz and a bandwidth of 4.5 terabits per second. And all of that in a single chassis that can handle up to 40 QSFP28 connectors.
Okay, that's impressive. But as an engineering director, I'm also thinking about the practical stuff. Is this Exhaustive Blade some kind of delicate piece of lab equipment Or can my teams actually use this thing day in and day out?
It's designed for the real world. The Exhaustive Labs products overview really emphasizes its flexibility. They talk about how you can use it remotely or on a benchtop. Plus, they built it with a client server architecture, so it fits right into your existing network and tool chains. You're not ripping and replacing your whole setup. You're just adding this powerful new layer of visibility and control.
All right, I'm starting to see how this could really change things. But let's get into the details of how this probe actually works. What's the secret sauce behind capturing all that data so fast and getting it off the FPGA without slowing things down?
It's all about how the Exhaustive Probe uses those transceivers on the FPGA. You know, the high-speed communication ports that usually connect to external devices. They basically turn those ports into a real-time data pipeline, streaming everything that's happening inside the FPGA straight to the Exhaustive Blade.
So it's like tapping into the FPGA's nervous system, getting this live feed of all the signals and data flowing through it. But how does that affect performance? I mean, we don't want to cripple the FPGA just to get a better look at what it's doing.
That's the cool part. The impact on performance is really small. The probe adds a tiny bit of logic to the FPGA design, which is used to format and transmit the data. Right. And because it's using those dedicated high-speed transceivers, it doesn't mess with the normal operation of the FPGA.
So we're not trading speed or functionality for visibility. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But I have to ask, what about actually setting this thing up? It sounds like a lot of cables and connections. Is it as complicated as it sounds?
Actually, it's much simpler than you might think. The Exhaustive Probe uses those standard QSFP28 connectors, the same ones you use for high-speed networking and data center stuff. And it works with other standards too, like QSFP Plus and SFP28, so you have options depending on your hardware setup.
So no need to start from scratch or hunt down special adapters.
Right. And to make things even easier, they have adapters for specific situations, like those 4x QSFP 28 to FMC Plus and 2x QSFP Plus to FMC adapters they talk about. And if you're working in a tight space, they even have this compact ARF6 connector option from Samtech.
Okay, so connectivity and setup seem pretty straightforward. But I'm curious about the software side of things. What's it like to actually work with the Exhaustive Blade? Is it just a massive data dump, or does it help you make sense of all that information?
Now that's where things get really interesting. The Exhaustive software is designed to be easy to use and powerful. It gives you a real-time view of your FPGA design in action. You can set up these complex trigger conditions, filter your data based on specific things, and zoom in on areas you want to look at closely.
So it's not just a fire hose of raw data. You can actually pinpoint the signals and events you're interested in and really analyze them.
Exactly. And because you're capturing so much data, you can analyze your design's behavior over time. You can spot patterns and trends that you would never see with traditional debugging methods. This is really helpful for understanding those complicated interactions, finding those tricky timing glitches, and making sure your design is working the way it should under all sorts of conditions.
I'm starting to see how this could really change the way we do FPGA development. But let's go back to our audience, the engineering directors.
Sure.
You know, they're focused on getting products out the door quickly and keeping costs down. So how does the Exhaustive Probe actually help them achieve those goals?
Remember that 80% statistic we talked about? All that time spent fighting with traditional debugging tools. Imagine cutting that in half or even more. That's what we're talking about here. The Exhaustive Probe is so fast and has so much capacity, and it's so easy to use that it can really speed up your debugging process. It frees up your engineers to focus on innovating, not just fixing bugs.
And that faster debugging cycle means faster feedback, not just for the hardware team, but for the software team too, right?
Yeah.
They can start working on their code earlier in the process, even if the hardware isn't completely finished. It's almost like we're breaking down the wall between hardware and software development.
Exactly. It's a more collaborative, more agile approach to product development. And that agility means you get to market faster and you have a real edge over the competition.
Okay, I'm starting to get the big picture here. This isn't just about squashing bugs. It's about changing how we think about FPGA development from the ground up.
Right. And it's also about moving beyond just debugging. You mentioned a realistic environment earlier, and I think that's key. Think about how we usually validate FPGA designs. You're stuck running simulations or creating these very controlled test environments. They can be useful, but they don't really capture the complexity of the real world.
It's that classic works in the lab but fails in the field problem that keeps us all up at night.
Exactly. With the Exhaustive Probe, you can validate your FPGA design in the environment where it's actually going to be used, connected to all the other components running at full speed. You're not limited to just little snippets of data or a few signals. You're capturing everything your design is doing in the real world.
It's like taking your FPGA design out for a test drive on a real racetrack instead of just running it on a treadmill in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
You get a much better idea of how it's going to perform under real-world conditions.
Exactly. And that kind of real-world validation is incredibly valuable. It gives you confidence that your design is solid and reliable. And it helps you find those subtle problems that might only show up when the FPGA is interacting with everything else in your system.
This is starting to feel like a paradigm shift. Not just in how we debug FPGAs, but in how we design and validate them from the very beginning. It's about using all this data from the exhaustive probe to make better design decisions and create better products.
I couldn't agree more, and I think that's a key point for engineering directors to understand. This isn't just about adding another tool, it's about adopting a new way of thinking, a more data-centric way of approaching FPGA development.
We've talked a lot about the benefits for hardware teams, but you mentioned earlier that the exhaustive probe can also be a big help for software development. Can you talk a bit more about that?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times the software team is just sitting around waiting while the hardware team is trying to get the FPGA working properly. This traditional waterfall approach can really slow things down.
Yeah, the software team is often stuck. They can't make any real progress until they have a stable hardware platform to work with. It's inefficient, and it can lead to a lot of frustration on both sides.
Exactly. The exhaustive probe changes things up by letting the hardware and software teams work together much earlier. Even if the hardware isn't completely finished, the software team can start developing and testing their code against the real-time data from the probe.
So instead of waiting for a physical prototype, they can basically work in this virtual environment using the probe's data as a stand-in for the real hardware. That's a pretty big change from the way we usually do things.
It is. And it can really speed up software development. They can find and fix integration problems early on, test their code against a much wider range of scenarios, and ultimately deliver a more robust and reliable software product.
Okay, so we're talking about faster debugging, earlier collaboration between hardware and software teams, and a more data-driven approach to FPGA development. It sounds like a pretty strong case for the exhaustive probe.
I think so. And this is just the beginning. As this technology gets better and better, we're going to see even more creative ways to use it.
This has been a really fascinating conversation, and I'm sure our listeners are eager to learn more about the technical details of how the exhaustive probe actually works. Luckily, we have some in-depth material from both Solinks and Altera that we can dig into. But before we get into the weeds, I think it's worth taking a step back and thinking about the bigger picture. So we've been talking about this like fundamental change in FPGA development, all driven by this exhaustive probe and how it can capture and then analyze these huge amounts of data. But what does it all mean for the future of FPGA design? What are the like long-term implications of this whole data-driven approach?
That's a really interesting question. And I think the answer is all about the potential for innovation that this technology opens up. I mean, traditionally, FPGA design has always been limited by, you know, the limits of our debugging tools. We've had to compromise, sacrifice visibility for speed, or just settle for like a really narrow view of our designs. But the exhaustive probe blows all that away. It gives us this unbelievable level of insight into what's happening in our FPGAs.
So it's not just about finding and fixing bugs more quickly. It's about changing how we actually design, validate, and even optimize our FPGAs.
That's exactly it. With this level of visibility, we can go from this like reactive bug fixing mindset to a proactive optimization driven approach. We can find potential problems before they become huge issues. We can fine tune our designs to get the best performance. And we can really push the limits of what's possible with FPGAs.
That's a pretty amazing vision. It's all about giving engineers the power to create more robust, more reliable, and ultimately more innovative FPGA-based solutions.
Exactly. And honestly, I think this is just the beginning. As more companies start using this data-driven approach, we're going to see this ripple effect throughout the whole industry. FPGA design methodologies will change. New tools and techniques will pop up. And the speed of innovation will just explode.
So this is really bigger than just one company or one product. It's about a fundamental shift in how we think about and approach FPGA development as a whole.
I totally agree. This is a huge moment for the industry. And I think the companies that embrace this whole data-driven mindset are going to be the ones leading the way in the future.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. We've looked at the problems with traditional debugging tools, the amazing capabilities of the exhaustive probe, and how it can affect both hardware and software development. But before we wrap up, I want to bring it back to our audience. You know those engineering directors who are constantly being pushed to deliver these complex FPGA-based products to market faster and cheaper than ever? So what's the one thing you want them to walk away with today?
The one thing to remember is that the exhaustive probe isn't just another tool. It's a catalyst for change. It makes us rethink everything we thought we knew about FPGA development, to use a more data-driven approach, and to really unlock the full potential of these amazing devices.
That's a great way to put it. And with that thought in mind, we'll leave you with this. If you could see absolutely everything happening inside your FPGA designs in real time, with terabytes of data at your fingertips, how would that change the way you approach development? That's all for this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for listening.